Saturday, October 5th, at Westray Music Fair, Regis Building in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at We Scotty's The Reactors. Exploited, Biohazard, and Type O Negative at the Ritz, at the Marquee Meat Puppets. Tuesday, October 8th, at the National Coliseum, Tom Petty. If you have any questions regarding the concert, or board of concerts going on across the island, give us a call at the studio. The number is 516-632-6901. That number again regarding questions or comments about the concert, or board of concerts going on across the island, 516-632-6901. I'm Billy Fisher for Concert Billboard for Long Island's first station of the 90s, 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
And right now it's... Oh, for God's sake, get rid of that. This is not that kind of a show. We're speaking normally here tonight. This is Brain Damage. I never thought I'd say Brain Damage is a normal show, but compared to what you have just heard for the last 2 hours, we're going to be very normal, and we're going to be taking some very normal phone calls, right? 632-6901. Call now, and you will not get a sound like this. The 1,000th week in a row, this is Brain Damage. At 9:12, we exist in this little universe to bring you alternative views and alternative opinions and alternative sounds of various kinds. Our telephone number is 632-6901, area code 516. All things must come to an end. Every cycle must eventually come full circle. Few can deny that the times in which we live are seeing the greatest cycle the world has ever known draw to a close. Apocalypse is imminent and inevitable. There is nothing any of us could do to alter the universal laws of birth and decay. It's not in our power to either save the Earth from destruction or bring about its untimely demise. The time of the end is now, and it is all we can do to align ourselves with this process to become one with the end. Therefore, we of the Last Church of the Apocalypse preach a doctrine of destruction, the death of all that we know and love, the end of all our hates and fears. As agents of the end, we seek to know the apocalypse as blissful annihilation. The end is final and complete. There will be no survivors. Our church, unlike most, offers no safe passage through the flames of Armageddon. As true apocalyptists, we reject all promises of heavenly rewards or threats of eternal damnation. When the trumpets sound and the gates of heaven and hell are flung wide open, we shall all be past the point. Past the point of being able to distinguish between the two, and we will welcome death. But in death is transformation, and for those few who have the power to transform themselves, the end is a new beginning. Survival, however, is impossible. I repeat, survival is impossible. Nothing on the face of the earth can remain intact or unchanged by the apocalypse. And if anything can truly be said to remain, it will be unrecognizable as what it once was. So concern yourself not with the future. There is none. Cease to exist and come to now. The time has come to climb off the cross. Without it, we are free to grasp in our bloodied palms as weapons the nails which once pierced our flesh. We are engaged in a holy war, a struggle to reclaim ourselves, our bodies, our minds, our very souls. Pick from the tree the last of the forbidden fruit and gain the knowledge that we never left the garden. Angels fallen no more, spread your wings and feel the searing flames consume you in a baptism of fire. The foundations of reality are crumbling at this very moment, and it is only a matter of time before the entire edifice comes crashing to the ground. So rise, rise up, and know these are the last days and that anything is possible for those with the courage to bend reality to their will. And that comes to us from the Church of the Apocalypse, the Last Church of the Apocalypse. But that's not what we're going to hear now. We're going to hear something completely different. Listen and learn.
Begin. Thank you for calling the prayer and information line for the Central Park rally with Billy Graham. This is your reminder to join us in prayerful anticipation for the Central Park Rally, Sunday, September 22nd, 4 p.m. at the Great Lawn. The Great Lawn is located in the center of New York City's Central Park between 79th and 86th Streets.
Hello, is anyone there? Oh, dear. You know, they were so much more verbose last time we called them. Let's see if they might have forgotten to add something there. The computers are all messed up. Let's try that one more time.
Thank you for for calling the prayer and information line for the Central Park Rally with Billy Graham. This is your reminder to join us in prayerful anticipation for the Central Park Rally, Sunday, September 22nd, 4 p.m. at the Great Lawn. The Great Lawn is located in the center of New York City's Central Park between 79th and 86th Streets.
Well, there's definitely something wrong here. We called them before the show and they talked for 5 minutes. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with you? I'm going to hit a tone. Hit another tone. Uh-oh. All right. Well, they told you basically what to pray for and how to interreact, not to litter, no sex on the Great Lawn, that kind of thing, you know? But somebody got in and changed the message at the last minute. That's what you do with high tech, you know? You get in and mess things up at the last possible moment. Someone's got to do it. 632-6901, area code 516. Let us know what's been going on in your week. And who's going to be at the Great Crusade tomorrow on the lawn of Central Park? That's going to be a bit of fun. We'll be updating you with news and other things going on in the world in just a moment or two. Did you survive the AT&T crash? Well, we did. It wasn't easy, but we managed to struggle through here at USB. The whole phone system went down. Nobody could make any calls. Nobody could receive calls in certain places. And people in airplanes were really kind of screwed. And the question remains, can it happen again? In a further admission of management error resulting in Tuesday's disruption of telephone service, AT&T said yesterday that a key supervisor assumed that crucial alarms would work and that the alarms would alert other workers capable of monitoring a critical power supply for long-distance service. Some of the alarms did not work, but the company declined to say whether that was because of negligence or tampering. The AT&T employees directly responsible for the power supply, the supervisor and the three technicians, were not at the switching station where the equipment malfunctioned. They were in a training class more than 60 blocks away in Midtown Manhattan. 60 blocks away studying a new and more reliable alarm system set to be installed next month. They were away studying a more reliable alarm system while the unreliable one failed with nobody around to watch over it. Oh, you have to watch things 24 hours a day because if you don't watch things, something bad is going to happen. Sorry. The supervisor, whom AT&T has declined to name, apparently did not want to delay the previously scheduled class because of an unexpected request by Consolidated Edison for a procedure known as load sharing. That basically means cut off your power and use auxiliary power. The break in service at 4:50 p.m. Tuesday cut off half of New York's long-distance phone calls and hampered air traffic at the metropolitan area's three major airports. Hampered it by shutting it down completely. Bit of a bother. I'd like to know if anyone out there was affected by this. If you were in an airplane or waiting for somebody at an airport, a loved one, or just somebody you had to pick up? And were you able to get around the inconvenience? Some of us were, some of us were not. In a technically detailed but often confusing briefing for reporters yesterday, W. James Carroll, I would love to have been there, W. James Carroll, Vice President of Network Operations, has said that alarms on three floors, crucial for alerting workers to the danger of the power of the station, rather, operating on battery power, were not working adequately. On the 20th floor, a visual alarm, which, anybody want to guess what the visual alarm was? A blinking bulb. That's right, a blinking bulb worked, but an audible alarm could be heard only lightly. On the 15th floor, another visual alarm also worked, presumably another blinking bulb, but an audible alarm could not be heard at all. And on the 14th floor, both the visual and audible alarm did not work. The key supervisor in charge Tuesday received a call from another AT&T official that a Con Ed load-sharing procedure would begin at 10 a.m., about the same time that a class scheduled for several weeks was to take place 3 miles to the north. And that was at another AT&T facility at 811 10th Street between 54th and 55th Streets. Mr. Carroll said the supervisor decided that he and his three technicians should attend the class on the supervisor's belief that there had been no power problem in 6 years at 33 Thomas, where there was about to be a power problem. The rectifiers, a key part that failed Tuesday, had been replaced and batteries at the station were new. It was not immediately clear whether all those conditions existed. ...632-6901... is our telephone number. We're going to go to the phones. We have a couple of open lines, so if you're out there and you have a story to tell, or something that you want to pass along to us, by all means, do that now. Tomorrow may be too late. We certainly won't be on the air. 632-6901... ...516, Connecticut. Good evening.
Good afternoon. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. I haven't looked outside in a while.
For taking my call. First-time caller.
First-time caller. Where are you from, first-time caller?
I'm from Farmingville.
Farmingville.
I'm really enjoying your show and the show before.
Yeah, the show before was kind of strange, though, wasn't it?
And I'm a big fan of psychedelic music.
Uh-huh.
But I'd like to, as much as I love it, I'd like to concentrate my efforts on your show right now. And are you on every Saturday night?
I'm on every Saturday night at this time. This is a new time for us. This is the second week that we are coming to you at this new improved time period.
Wonderful. I'd like to share an experience with you and all your wonderful listeners.
Okay, speak away. They are all captive listeners.
I've been very depressed about something that's been really bothering me for many years now, actually. For the past, say, 22, 23 years at least, what's been missing from television shows and movies is the old-fashioned spanking scene. Did you notice?
And
gone are the days where the lovely lady gets put across the knee and given a well-deserved spanking, especially in Westerns. What happened? Why did that stop for?
Well, you know, people change over the course of years and decades and things like that, and I think people are more into guns now for punishment than not spanking
terrible,
so much.
Because it's very... where are the values now with the violence and stuff? What happened to
the old-fashioned morals
that we used to have?
No, sir. Don't be misled here, because we still have plenty of violence. We have not, you know, cast away the violence. Heaven forbid that we cast away violence. As a message, there's still plenty of violence to be found. Everywhere you look, there's plenty of violence. But the violence has changed in nature. The violence has grown up into the 90s. It's become more technologically advanced, more direct, more sophisticated, if you will. And, there's still plenty of violence there. It's just that we've lost the good old-fashioned violence that, we identify with our childhood and all that kind of thing. But, you know, you can never go back again.
Well, I have... maybe not a solution, but I have something we can all try, everybody in the whole world at the same time.
Well, that's a bit of a taxation to reach everybody in the whole world, but we can certainly give it a shot.
Yeah.
What is it?
And I strongly believe in this. And who knows, it could be a solution or work toward a solution. I believe that everybody, except children, of course, at the same time, take a tab of... No, I'm not kidding. Take a tab of LSD. all at the same time.
Wow, that would be, can you imagine the whole world on acid at once?
Yeah, I think it would really solve a lot of our problems. I think, it, I mean, good LSD, not the garbage stuff.
Well, I agree it would solve the problems because it would make them seem so small in comparison to what happened when everybody sort of tripped at the same time.
I'm talking about late 60s, early 70s LSD, when LSD was LSD, like I guess most drugs. And I really think that everybody will have a different outlook of on things. And I really think that a lot of people will really lighten up, expand their minds, and realize that, hey, we're doing things all wrong. And we're really bottling up a lot of garbage in us. And the LSD may help us release it all and really clear our minds.
Well, supposing we just...
It'll be a big help.
What if we just make government officials take LSD and the rest of us can just sort of hang out in the normal world?
That's a fantastic idea. I'd really love to see that.
We get some interesting legislation. We give, you know, the entire House of Representatives LSD and then sit back and watch C-SPAN for a day. I think it'll be entertaining TV.
I really... You know, that's a great idea.
Okay, well, I'm not going to patent it, so anybody can spread that around. That's just
do you think the spanking scene will ever come back? I really miss it.
Well, I mean, they have reruns. Watch the Family Channel. Watch the Family Channel. That has a lot of that old time violence.
The young, pretty Linda Evans giving a good sound spanking on the show Big Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It was. I don't know who the actor is. It's the guy that does the Lee Miles transmissions commercials lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. Oh, what a great scene. And on the show Gidget, remember Gidget with Sally Field?
I sure do, yes.
Well, it's a real kinky scene where Gidget's older sister and her brother-in-law spank her at the same time. They turn her over a couch and give her a good spanking.
That's incredible. Yeah, you're right. They don't do that kind of thing anymore.
Oh, and I really miss it.
But I'll tell you something, sir. Letters. Letters is what people listen to. The FCC, the TV producers, the writers, say that you want spanking on TV,
yes,
and you'll get it. Especially if you start boycotting those shows that aren't spanking people.
Do you play head music at all in your show?
No, I'm not supposed to play any music. I'm getting in trouble for playing the music I'm playing right now, actually.
Oh.
But, you know.
It's nice what you're playing.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Sort of floating on clouds.
Yeah, I wish you'd play more of it. But, you know, we have psychedelic stuff. So.
Yeah, we've got plenty of music surrounding us. Listen, I'm going to go to another phone call, but...
very much.
Keep on watching TV and thinking. Yes.
And I'm really going to check out your show more. And good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
It was a big success.
Okay, good evening. It's 12:27 in the morning. This is Brain Damage, and we're taking phone calls from people out there that have various things to say. And everybody has something to say about one thing or another. A lot of people in the local neighborhood had something to say this past week. You know, we have a road over here. We call it Route 25A. Nobody knows why we call it that. We just do. Route 25A. It's, I guess it harks back to, you know, the ancient days when people talk like that or something. So we call this road out here Route 25A, and there's one particular intersection that they just painted all the lines all over again, you know. They painted yellow lines and white lines and lines of various colors and things like that. They do that every now and then. It's nice. But they made a big mistake. They painted over what was a turn lane so that nobody was allowed to go into the turn lane anymore to make a turn. So all of the cars had to be in a single lane, including those cars that were turning left. And the result was people turning left would have to wait for oncoming traffic to stop before they could make the left turn. And since they were now in the main road, the people behind them who were going straight could not go straight. And so they honked their horns at the people in front of them who only wanted to turn left. This annoyed the people in front of them who felt hostility towards the people in the back. And of course, the people in the back felt much hostility towards the people in the front. After a few days of fights and riots and people throwing tire irons down the road and that kind of thing, something happened. People who painted the yellow lines came back and erased the yellow lines. And there's a big front page story in the local newspaper about this. It's called State to Give Left Turn Lane Back. Is this incredible or what? This is from the Village Times of September 19th. State to Give Left Turn Lane Back. It's not often you see a headline like that. And there's a big picture taking up about a quarter of the whole page of the yellow lines and the road and everything. And in fact, there's a picture of a car illegally on the yellow lines. It's not supposed to be there. Road workers were back at the intersection of Route 25A and Main Street in Setauket yesterday for the second time in 2 weeks, this time to give back the left turn lane they had taken away, calling the removal of the left turn lane last week a communication breakdown. Charles Ruck, assistant to the regional director of the New York State Department of Transportation, admitted the error, saying the Ohio contractor, of course, they're from Ohio, they don't know any better. The Ohio contractor hired to put down the bright yellow markings followed the specifications and plans provided by the state, but somehow they weren't explained right. So, starting last week, drivers traveling west along Route 25A found a left turn lane onto Old Town Road. However, drivers traveling east along Route 25A discovered that since the area where they usually waited to make their left turn had been marked with yellow stripes, they had to stay to the right, holding up traffic behind them on Route 25A as they waited to turn left onto Main Street, heading towards the Emma S. Clark Library and all kinds of other sightseeing places down there. In the past, although there was no official left turn lane, there was enough room for drivers to squeeze right so that they could go around cars waiting to turn left. Front page story, folks, front page. After the yellow stripes were added last week, cars waiting to turn left blocked both those going straight and those going right, so traffic, especially at rush hour, built up beyond the shopping centers on Route 25A. Well, on Wednesday, engineers from the Department of Transportation were assessing the work necessary to restore the left turn lane. The grinding off of the incorrect yellow markings was expected to begin on Thursday, and actually it has already taken place and it's all done. Weather permitting, the pavement markings indicating a left turn lane similar to the ones on the west side of the intersection should be completed Friday. Well, they were not. It has not been completed. I don't know what the weather had to do with it because it was just kind of windy. Until those corrections can be completed, however, the state reminds drivers that it is illegal to disregard the current pavement markings. The work at that intersection is part of a nearly completed project to lay down 5 million linear feet. If somebody could tell me what 5 million linear feet comes out to be, please do that, because I don't know what that means. 5 million linear feet of durable pavement markings in both Nassau and Suffolk, including the strip of Route 25A throughout the three villages. The entire project is expected to cost $4 million. I don't know how much it costs to scrape yellow lines off the road, but it goes to show you something, folks. It goes to show you something that we've been saying here for years, months, weeks even. People power, okay? People power is what makes things happen. You speak up, you stand in line, you stand in front of a tank or a truck or a cement mixer, willing to die to make a point. All right, that is what is important, and that is what we need to be doing left and right, day in, day out. Putting our lives on the line, that's what results. Change. Important change. Good, I hope people learn something from this. So that's a front page story from this week's Village Times. Probably be something in the New York Times on Monday, too. 632-6901. Let us know if there's any intersections in your area that you want to start a fight about or something. Good evening.
Hi.
How you doing?
Not too good, but that little story about the road really cheered me up a little bit.
Well, that's good. That's good because, you know, it's not to cheer people up so much, but to show them that every individual means something, whether it's road pavements or a revolution.
Well, it sort of cheered me up because I've been a little depressed lately.
Why have you been depressed?
Well, because my boyfriend left me.
Your boyfriend left you. Well, you know, there's 5 billion people in the world.
Yeah, I know, but you know who he left me for?
Who?
Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman. Why do I get the feeling that you're not being serious?
I am being serious.
You are being serious. Okay.
No, because he didn't actually see Pee-wee Herman. He, like, fell in love with him, like, after when he was in the news about that thing. But he went looking for him. He just took off and said, I'm going to look for Pee-wee Herman. And then he just left me. I'm so low.
Well, that's the way things go sometimes, you know. We all have unhappy relationships with certain people. I mean, look, Pee Wee Herman left us all, didn't he? I mean, his show's been canceled. He's not on the air anymore. So those of us who feel strongly about him, we're left high and dry now, aren't we?
Well, he was on MTV, right?
Is he on MTV? I don't get MTV, so.
He was. He came out and he said, heard any good jokes, and he was pretty funny.
Oh, he was on the Music Awards. Yeah, I heard about that. But that's the only time that I saw him.
Anyway, I mean, do you know any guys at the college that might be looking interested in...
Well, gosh, you know, it's interesting you should say that. I do have something that might be very helpful to you. And, in fact, if you listen in the next 15 minutes, you will hear something where you can meet guys all over the place.
Really?
Yeah. So just stay tuned, because we at USB are here to serve you.
Thanks, Eric. I love you.
Okay, no problem. Join the many people that do express their love on this show and give us a call at 632-6901, area code 516. We have four open lines, and I know there's a lot of people out there. Because I hear them. I hear them saying that they're out there. Is that a newscast? I hope that's a newscast, because a newscast is late. And why isn't it a newscast? There should be news on the radio. We're an all-news station most of the time. There's nothing unusual about vendors hawking T-shirts in Central Park just before a major event in the Great Lawn. But when the vendors are members of Youth for Christ on Long Island, you know this isn't your average concert in the park. Jack Crabtree. How can people go through life with a name like Crabtree? I mean, no offense to Jack Crabtree, but good Lord. I mean, he must be a very strong person to have lived through childhood. No new news, nothing good at all. Come on, we're not here to judge the news. We're here to read the news. I don't care if it's good news or bad news or boring news or anything. Those are scores. I'm not reading scores on the air. No way. News. That's what we want. News. We'll bring you the news, folks, in just a little while, so don't worry about that. 632-6901. Let's get a couple more calls, and we'll go back to the telephone. Anyway, about Jack Crabtree, not to get away from what we're talking about here. He's director of Youth for Christ on Long Island. That's the old YCLI. And 40 teenage members of the group will be selling T-shirts promoting Reverend Billy Graham in Central Park. Thousands of other Long Islanders will be there Sunday to see Graham's first New York City appearance in more than 20 years. I feel like he's here all the time, but first time in more than 20 years. The group has 8,000 T-shirts at $10 a piece. So that's $80,000 they're going to raise if they sell them all. $80,000. For further information on the crusade tomorrow, you can call the number that we just called that wasn't nearly as long as it was supposed to have been. 1-800-PRAY-NYC. 1-800-PRAY-NYC. That's what it is. I hate those numbers that spell things out. You ever listen to late night radio and you hear these commercials for people that say, you know, hooked on phonics or whatever. You can learn how to read. You can, you know, it's not just because you're stupid doesn't mean you have to be illiterate. Things like that, where you can actually learn things that you never thought you could learn. And then they give you the 800 number, and the 800 number is a word. Now, if you can't read, how are you going to be able to spell the word to call them? Have they ever thought of that? No, of course not. They don't think about that. I hate those numbers. And it's not because I can't read the letters and numbers. I can, but I just hate them. I don't know why. 632-690.1 is our telephone number. And, for those of you wanting to climb Mount Everest, this is an interesting little bit here from the New York Times. Stopping the litter piling up on the roof of the world, the country of Nepal has announced that charges for climbing Mount Everest would quadruple beginning on March 1st. Did you know it costs money to climb Mount Everest? I always just sort of thought you went there and started climbing, but no, you have to, I guess it's a little Checkpoint Charlie or something, or a toll booth. The new spring season charge in the interest of environmental conservation will be $10,000 for the first 9 climbers, plus $1,200 for each extra member. The current fee is a flat rate, $2,300. That's most incredible. It costs $10,000 if you want to risk your life and climb Mount Everest. That is something else. 632-6901. Good evening.
It's low.
Yes? Where are you calling from?
Shoreham, New York.
Shoreham, New York. Home of the abandoned nuclear reactor, right?
You got it.
Okay, what's up?
I want to talk about that guy who's talking about the spankings there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Spankings. Like slapping a girl on the behind?
Well, slapping anybody on the behind, I imagine.
We'll go for that, man.
Uh-huh. You don't go for that?
No.
Are you insane?
I'm a feminist here.
You're a feminist. But you're not insane, are you?
insane. No, I'm tough, man.
Okay, that's worth checking.
Okay, all right.
Fine. Each their own, and sometimes more.
That's what you said to the guy last week.
Is that what I said?
To each their own with the Sprite cans there.
Am I sounding like a broken record?
No, but, you know, this show's better than last week, right?
Well, we always strive to be a little better each week. But we're always striving. I don't know if we ever actually make it.
Well, no. You got any other open lines right now?
We have 3 open lines right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. Hey, I waited for a good 20 minutes here. You know, I wanted to talk about that spanking crap.
Well, no, not everybody has to wait for 20 minutes, but if you do have to wait, you can rest assured that you're not being charged for the time that you're waiting. Because
that's what I heard last week.
Yeah,
because you don't put people on hold right away here.
We don't do that, no. We're firm believers in not doing that.
Do you believe in those spanking things?
I try to remain sort of on a tightrope as far as that kind of issue goes. In other words, I take no view on that at this time.
Yeah.
Someone's feeding you questions. I can hear them, but go ahead. What are they feeding you?
They're feeding me all kinds of things, like that Pee Wee Herman kid that was just on here.
Yeah.
What the hell was he talking about?
Well, I think he's talking about, you know.
Is he Queer Nation here?
Well, I think he's just, you know, trying to find
queer
answers.
And was queer get used to it?
I'm sorry?
But was he gay?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can hook up with him and ask him.
No, thank you.
All right, well, you know.
No, exit,
not nice
whatever.
To talk about people behind their backs.
Sorry. Set me up with this guy, you know, maybe I'll kick the shit out of him.
Uh-huh, thanks for calling. Good evening.
How are you doing? Listen, that guy that was just on, I was listening to him about the gay guy.
Yeah?
No, I mean, seriously, if that guy wants to be gay, let him be gay. I don't need, you know, that guy saying that for one person to be gay, right? I'm not gay, okay? Gays can do whatever they want. They can get AIDS by doing things with each other, okay? But, I mean, to make fun of them, that's not right.
Well, you don't really think that that AIDS is a gay disease now, do you?
No, not really. I mean, you get it from hookers.
You can get it from anybody.
Right, anybody.
And the question is education and, you know, safety and all that kind of thing and understanding.
Yeah, just guys like this, you know, they really piss me off because I have a friend that's gay. I'm not really, you know, like, you know, I'm not gay. But I mean, that guy
you,
was just really
you say that so often. It's, you know, it's not necessary to say that often.
Yeah, it's not. It's,
I mean, I know lots of people that have to say that. You know, they're defending gay rights, but they say they're not gay. But, I mean, who cares? It doesn't make a difference.
I know. Anyway.
It's no difference at all.
So, what's this new 12-car time?
You like it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I get to stay up later.
Yeah, so what, you can have 2 hours of phone calls or what?
We have more phone calls, so we take more phone calls.
Good.
Right now, every line is lit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you still do stupid questions?
We do stupid questions, yes. We do that a little bit later. We confuse the operator.
Oh, yeah?
And we have surprise features, like the one that's coming up in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Can I ask you to do a stupid question for maybe next week or something?
Sure. Well, you got a suggestion?
Okay. Well, you're located in Stonybrook, right?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, call up Stonywood Bowling and say they have like a size like 25 sneaker, and ask them if they have a size 25 shoe, and if you can bowl, and like they can't, if they say no, they ask them if you'd be allowed to bowl.
Well, there's one big problem with that.
What's that?
And that's that Stonybrook Bowling closes at midnight, don't they?
Does it?
I think that. What, you mean the commercial one or the downstairs in the union one?
I thought they were open all night.
Well, we could call one in Los Angeles, I suppose.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Size 25 shoe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a note of that one.
All right.
If you have any more suggestions for stupid questions, either call us or write us, and we'll be glad to make fools of ourselves in the air.
All right, sure.
All right, thanks for calling.
Sure.
632-6901. And we have a couple of other interesting things coming up, including... should I play this Patsy Cline single? I've got a Patsy Cline single that I brought over from England. Of course, she doesn't put out much anymore, being dead and all. But if she were not dead, she'd be putting out all kinds of neat records now. We all know that. There's no point in even denying it. We'll take a couple more calls, and we'll get to that. And along with the news, various other bits and pieces. Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
How about you don't have to yell to the phone, though.
I'm sorry, listen, the reason why that guy said he's not gay is because what he's trying to do is if he's defending the other person. Now, the person who he's defending, that the gay person too, was the guy who wanted to beat up the gay guy. Now, the reason why you say, hey, I'm not gay, but I'm defending him, is because that way the person who wanted to kill the gay guy can't say, oh, it's all the gays defending them, but you're identifying yourself as a straight person who is going to defend the gay person. That's why he kept saying it. Is that clear?
That's one reason why he could be saying it. But
you're right. There are other reasons why he could be saying it, too. But that's a good reason why, in this context, you're going to say, hey, I'm straight, but I'm going to defend this gay person.
Oh, that's a perfectly good reason.
Okay, so I like to say in my two cents that I am also straight, and I think I wish that guy who wanted to kill the gay guy would not want to, would just let live and let live. And, you know, I mean, you know, that's that. Now, what I want to say was, I appreciate you playing the Ku Klux Klan stuff last week, because that really helped, I want you to know, it helped humanize me. To whatever extent, I sometimes feel racist in my own way towards whatever, you know, whatever it is, or I just... It sensitized me once again. It humanized me because their hate is so ugly that it just made me, you know, take a step. You know, just once again, I mean, I see myself as a loving person, but I know I got pockets in me, pockets of my, you know, in my brain that I do. I am small-minded and bigoted. And I can admit that, you know, and I'm always fighting against it. But hearing those racists really helped me see, you know, how ugly, you know, hatred is. And I think you did a good service by playing that Ku Klux Klan stuff.
Well, I'm glad that, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I'm glad you learned from it. And,
it helped humanize me, you know?
I think it was more Nazi stuff than Ku Klux Klan stuff.
Yeah, Nazi stuff, right. White group, right. And I've called you on WBAI, and what I'm about to say to you, I've called you on that station and said, too, is that I think, you know, you're going to play games on the operator with the operator later. Now, I think that is misguided, because the operators, they're just working at some stupid job. They're getting paid $6 an hour. They're told to do what the boss, you know, the boss, the company wants to do. Now, maybe in a way you're trying to make fun of the big guys who run the company by making fun of their operator, but really what you're doing is you're hurting that woman. You're making fun of that woman or that
well,
man.
Well, okay, tell me how it hurts that person specifically.
All right, you're playing with them, and we're all laughing at them, when really it's you know, if they're doing some policy, which is the policy which the people who are some evil, your thing is that technology is some evil force out to get the little guys. This is pretty much like where you're coming from.
Not really, no. I like technology. I just think that most people don't understand it and they need to play with it more.
We need to play with technology so we don't feel so intimidated by it, right?
Right,
you're
exactly.
Trying to help us feel less intimidated by the big machine, right?
Pretty much, that's it.
Okay, that's a good... I admire you for trying to help empower your fellow man and not to feel so intimidated and thwarted, belittled in the face of, you know... The big monster, right? The wall, you know, Pink Floyd, the wall kind of thing, right? That's like a good metaphor.
Well, I'll accept it for the moment.
All right, and just like when you call us folks, I feel like you're talking down to us, Eric. You know, and maybe you're not, but I want you to know I'm feeling that, and I'm willing to change my feeling if you say folks, like, you got to educate us stupid folks.
Oh, I don't think you're stupid folks.
All right, so I hope my intelligence has made you see what listenership is out there, you know, represent, you know, someone.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, if everybody thinks that confusing the operator is a non-righteous thing to do, I won't do it. But, you know, people seem to like it, but I'd like to know. You know, I'd like to know if people think it's being harmful to people there. We don't identify operators. We don't say this is, you know, Edna Smith of Toledo.
What happened? I know you don't identify the operators, but you're making fun of some woman who just represents some big system, some machine.
No, I don't think so. I think we're asking them questions, and they're trying to answer the questions. And, you know, sometimes they answer them in a roundabout way, and sometimes they answer them wrong. And if they're not giving right information, then, you know, that they should
this may be a true thing, but there are more pressing issues, like racism, sexism, class, you know, like the fact that people are underpaid.
Yeah, but do you want to talk about that all the time?
No, but
we
I mean,
talk
it's
about
like,
that.
Yeah, honestly, all we're doing here is like ranking on technology. But I think we should be looking at some of the problems of the human, you know, the machine versus the human being. Okay, that should be, you know, we need to be stand up for that thing and show that we're strong in the face of some great technology. We also got problems among us. We got, you know, the feeling of and people get so that people because they're a different religion or a different race or that women putting down men putting down women or the fact that, you know, people get, you know, education and think they're better than other people because they got more money, you know, the class thing. These things, we never had that discussion on your show, and I would like us to have that, engage in that kind of discussion. And is it possible for you, last question, is it possible for you to put a conference call? You can't do that.
A conference call?
I think more than one call online so we can all dialogue with one another at the same time, a party line type thing.
Well, maybe we can do that in the future sometime. It involves a bit of, you know, playing with the phone even more than I usually play with the phone. But
I think that way you get people talking to people rather than always going to you, the moderator. You
know? Well, of course, there has to be a moderator when you do that.
Well, but I mean, rather than everything having to go to you like the teacher, you know, a question you have to ask the teacher for permission to speak. This way people can be talking to people directly and different stuff, different ideas could be coming out that way.
Oh, yeah, but we're not a telecommunications company here. We're a radio station. So you're calling the radio station, so we're going to be here. There's no way around that.
Wait, is WBI a telecommunications company? They can do that.
Well, the only reason they can do that is because their system is designed differently, but
okay, I understand.
Don't offer a service where you can just call up and talk to people whenever you want. Basically,
I'm not saying, I don't mean talk to people whenever you want, Eric. I'm referring to the idea of having a group discussion. I'm not saying talk to people whenever you want. I'm referring to during your show, like a WBAI, having a group discussion, which I think is a very democratic tool, which, as you know, most people on BAI don't even do because they're afraid of democracy.
Well, I think they're afraid of the phone, actually, because it doesn't always work, right?
Afraid of the phone, afraid of it. Look, I think the best thing, the most powerful thing about any radio station is the ability to give it to the people, to let the people interact with each other. You know, you there also, but most people in radio just get their voice, they got the microphone, and screw the public. They're doing their thing, they're ego-tripping. And I think the best thing is to let all of us share in the dialogue.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more, and I hope that's what we're doing here.
Okay, man. I want to make room for other calls now.
Okay.
Talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
632-6901. We're going to take more calls and do a couple other things. We have that surprise feature coming up and a couple other features as well, so give us a call. 632-6901. We have one open line. Good evening.
Oh.
How you doing?
I'm going to turn down the radio here.
Okay.
I got to relate a very interesting experience to you that I had.
Can you tell us where you're calling from?
Calling from, I don't know if you're familiar with the dead at all.
To a degree, but not,
to a degree.
Not too
Wait.
Much.
There is one of the pinnacles of the dead experience is the Dark Star song. I don't know if you've heard that at all.
Yeah.
Which is basically their dead going to the extreme outside and basically taking the music and seeing where they can take and taking it on all sorts of different levels of mystical and religious, or if you want to use that word, and all sorts of different levels. Anyway, so I'm reading the review, and this is the show I had been to. Now, they didn't play Dark Star, as far as I'm concerned, but I read the review, and the guy said they played. I said, who's this asshole who wrote the article? He wasn't even at the show. And I have to relate back now to the actual show, where, now, I didn't, I relate this back to this guy who's talking about LSD, and I don't touch that. Kerouac had an interesting thing to say about LSD, which was, walking on water wasn't built in a day, which is, that's his whole attitude towards LSD. And this guy who's saying, oh, you should give it to all politicians, I read something interesting. Hitler took mescaline, and he flashed on some sword, and he invaded, which was housed in a museum in Austria, and that's why he invaded Austria, was to get this sword. Hitler was a big occult person, which was supposedly caused by his experimentations with LSD and mescaline, and if you look at Manson, the LSD person. I mean, so this guy is telling, give it to all the politicians. Yeah, that's a great idea. Give it to Saddam Hussein and watch him, you know, take over the world. Well, anyway, so I was at the show, and so I didn't do any of that. Maybe just a couple of puffs of herb. And anyway, so I totally spaced on that song. I was there at the show, but I don't remember that song. Now, it's something you would possibly not forget.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I have this book called Conversations with the Dead. Now, I mean, you've talking about you've done a couple of things which are slightly sarcastic about Billy Graham and everything. And if he wants to believe that, let him believe that. I mean,
actually, I didn't say anything that he believed in.
No, but you're implying he's sarcastically. I mean, what he some of what he says is valid. I mean,
well, Billy Graham says some very nice things. He's for all kinds of racial harmony. He went to the Soviet Union.
Right. So I mean, but you.
Some of the, you know, the fundamentalists are the people that I kind of like.
Van Empe.
Yeah, you got it.
So, but anyway, some people like that, I argue with the Jehovah's when they come to my door anyway. It's pretty interesting. You can get them in the book of Genesis, there's all sorts of contradictions and everything. But they're pretty easy to deal with because you can turn them. If you study the Bible, you can turn them around. Well, anyway.
But have you turned Jehovah's Witnesses around?
Well, I basically had them stop coming to my door.
But did they stop going to other people's doors?
You know, ask them about this and this point, and they wouldn't be able to answer my question. They'd start trying to give me some pamphlets, and I'd say, no, no, thank you. I have plenty of reading materials.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so there's this interesting quote from Phil Lesh. Somewhere before the 70s, I'm quoting Phil Lesh now, the carrier wave ceased having content imposed upon it collectively by the audience. It just became raw power. Now, what the fuck is he talking about, carrier wave? Well, anyway,
I have to ask you to watch your language on the radio.
I'm sorry. I forget. I'm on the phone. But I
on the radio, so continue.
All we ever got was raw power. I don't really expect it anymore because after 10 years of not seeing it, maybe I've forgotten how to see it, forget it, how to pursue it. It's possible. Which is now interesting. There was a psychologist or a sociologist from North Carolina State who followed the dead around, and she had a very interesting paper that she wrote, and it appeared on public television. She did this whole documentary about the deadheads and everything involved, and you know, the acid experience and what it all relates to. And what she said is that the dead have this view that you can change reality, which is interesting, is what you had the day of the last church or whatever they people had the same view, is that you ultimately control reality, which is, you know, we're all living in a dream kind of thing. You can manipulate your dreams. I don't know if you've ever done that, lucid dreaming.
Oh, sure.
Where you actually control your dreams and say, okay, I want to think about this, or you actually aware that you're dreaming at a point, and controlling your life and changing things around and wishing luck for yourself, and it all works in. So she said that they have this theory where it's basically the whole dead thing is it's an unreality. It's just totally absurd unreality, but it exists in the minds of the people who go to those things, and they control that reality in their minds. Now, it's interesting to note that if you look at some of the early 70s tapes of the Dark Star that they play, when he talks about the carrier signal being picked up, if you listen to them, there's a distinct difference in that they tend to be more melodic and peaceful. And nowadays, they're called chilly and icy and cold and mean and nasty and just really, and if that's a reflection of the audience, okay, it shows what has happened. In the, I don't even know where I'm going with relating all these little things that I've been picking up and thinking about recently.
Well, what do you mean the audience has changed?
Well, the audience has changed, and if the audience is a reflection of people, if the audience and the music influences the music, and that's there's in Indian music, when Indian musicians play, you know, they have the sitar, the classical musicians, sitar and the tablas and everything. They have usually their wives or friends sitting in front of them, and they tailor the music to the reactions of the people. And that's basically what happens at a dead show, is that they tailor the reactions of the music to the people. It's a direct reflection. Now, if you look back in the 70s, early 70s and 60s, when a lot of people were taking acid at shows, and which is now to a much, much, much smaller degree. Now it's more like, especially in New York, you know, people getting a beer in a bag and going to the show, is that it's changed the music. And maybe, I just thought that was interesting. I don't know.
It does play a part, I suppose.
But, you know, this is kind of one of those rambling conversations.
Yes, I've noticed. But, it's good to have rambling conversations this time of night. But there's a bunch of other people that want to have rambling conversations.
Sorry.
So, okay, thanks for calling. And talk to you again sometime. 632-6901. The program is Brain Damage. The station is WUSB in Stony Brook. Thank you. And I move around a lot, so I'm not really sure sometimes. But it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we have a couple of features we're going to be getting to, and we promise we're going to get to them. We have been promising for a while, and we definitely are going to get to them. Going to take one more phone call, go to a couple of features, and take more phone calls, okay? 632-6901. Good evening.
Hello.
Good morning, actually. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Center Reach.
Center Reach. Fine town,
Center Reach. I got something to say about that guy. He wanted to beat up the gay guy. You know, I take offense to that.
Uh-huh. Well, you should. We all should.
No, well, you know, I mean...
I think he was kidding, but even so, I think everyone should take offense at that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. See, I don't like that kind of those people. They beat up, you know, they beat up us gay people.
Uh-huh.
No. I mean, that drives me crazy. That guy's a jerk.
Yeah, well, I think most of our listeners realize that, and most people around here seem to be turned off by that kind of thing. And, you know, that's something that's changed, because it didn't used to be that way. It didn't used to be that way. You could get away with that kind of thing in the past. But,
yeah, I know. He's just a, I don't know, big brute, you know?
Okay, well, what's the best way to handle somebody like that?
I don't know. I'm scared, you know?
Well, you should never be scared. Be angry, but don't be scared, because there's a lot of people that
are on your
side.
I'm angry. I'm angry, too, you know, but, you know. What's going to happen when he comes after me?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to come after you. I mean, you have to go under the assumption that people aren't going to come after you rather than worry about people coming after you. And then if something does happen, then just make sure that everybody knows about it and that there's a reaction of some sort.
Yeah,
and that's saying more violence.
Yeah, that guy was boring. What was he talking about for hours? It almost put me to sleep.
That was a rambling conversation. He admitted it.
Yeah.
That's, that's important.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Well, I don't take that, you know?
Uh-huh. I understand.
Makes me angry.
Well, stay angry, but don't be bitter.
You know, and he's making fun of that guy before he lost his boyfriend. You know, I don't know. You know, that's between him and his boyfriend, you know?
Even
that
though...
guy, he gets involved and starts a big thing.
Well, of course, I'm not really certain that person was serious in the first place, but
I
assuming
know,
he was.
Serious, but, you
I
know.
Mean, you know, running off with Pee Wee Herman is a bit much to believe, but I don't know. Anything's possible these days.
Yeah, well, Pee Wee Herman, you know, he's something else.
He certainly is. God bless him.
Yeah.
I hope he has a primetime show next season.
Yeah,
that's
I
all
hope
I have
so
to say.
Too.
Yeah.
He
all right.
Called it for us in front of everybody.
Yes. Thanks for calling and sharing that with us. 632-6901 is our telephone number. We've got a couple of things that we want to share with you. The first one being this Patsy Cline song that I brought back with me from England. It was actually, I guess you could probably get it here. It's not like it's only in England, but I found it there. It's a 7-inch 45, and for those of you that are into Patsy Cline, you'll recognize this song. It's a live version, meaning that it was recorded live in front of people. And it's also a 45, which are very hard to cue up. And I don't know why we're not hearing it. Ah, there it is.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling. You love me as long as you want it, and then someday you leave me for somebody new. for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Yes, hello. I want to be on the air on WUSB in Stony Brook. I need to reach their studio line.
Company, you want WSUB?
That's WUSB, Stony Brook, the studio line. Everybody calls it SUB. Why do you do that?
The number is 632-6901. 632-6901. If you need further assistance, a directory assistance operator will return.
You like the way they talk slower the second time, assuming that maybe you're not quite with it and you need it to be repeated really, really slow? That's always fun. Anyway, we've got
a fun...
Yes, hi, operator. I didn't get that number. Can you repeat it for me?
632-6901.
And that's area code?
That's 516.
516. Thank you so much. Why do they always have to make that god-awful tone when they hang up? I don't know. Is the Antichrist about to be revealed? That's the question we're all asking here around the studio. And now we have answers for you, thanks to this little bit of whatever, this thing I have in my hand. I'm supposed to play a bit of music with this, but I have no idea what music I'm supposed to play, so I'm going to speak without the music. On April 25th, 1982... full-page newspaper ads in many major cities of the world proclaimed, "The Christ is now here." Let the reader beware, they are not referring to the Lord Jesus Christ of the Bible. Have you noticed all the symbols of rainbows and unicorns? What is happening? Is this just a fad, or is there deeper meaning to these symbols? Historically, the rainbow has been identified with the God of the Bible, and the Genesis account of his promise never again to permit a flood, as in Noah's day. However, rainbows and unicorns have been adopted as symbols for the human potential movement, alias the Aquarian conspiracy, holistic health movement, mind science movement, or perhaps best known as the New Age movement. This is a rapidly developing worldwide network of people and organizations. Some goals are to abolish hunger and poverty, bring nuclear disarmament, world peace, a new world government, and a new world religion with a New Age Christ called Lord Maitreya. Believe I'm pronouncing that right. They teach reincarnation, divinity of man, godless, atheistic humanism, and expanded mind consciousness through meditation forms such as TM, mind control classes, yoga, and holistic health seminars. The New Age movement is a powerful network that has already spread its influence into many thousands of organizations. Many people are involved, some innocently, in present operations of the New Age movement, and even you may be in danger. One New Age writer revealed that they plan to get rid of all people who base their religious beliefs on the Bible. These would include Christians, Jews, and Muslims who refuse to abandon their beliefs and take the Luciferic initiation into the New Age movement. This same writer has called for the burning of Bibles. Take all the scriptures and have a jolly good bonfire. They may even have their explanation prepared for the rapture. He wrote that people who refuse to accept the New Age philosophy of life will be withdrawn from planet Earth. New Age teaching says the Piscean or Christian age is dead. They promote the great invocation, a prayer to their New Age Christ, which many churches endorse and use, some without realizing what or to whom they are praying. This great invocation was published in a full-page ad in the Reader's Digest, October 1982. Another teacher in the movement says their leadership instruction comes by means of the higher telepathy through the medium of the soul. Christians might call that dictation by a demon. College campuses are special targets for New Age thinking through mind science courses now being offered in profusion. Yes, we've seen that here at Stony Brook. We are well aware of the threat. New Age leaders stress the importance of getting the professionals. Now, as never before, medical, dental, law, and industrial fields are being invaded with New Age teachings such as holistic health, stress seminars, and meditation. This massive movement may be setting the stage for the Antichrist. The Antichrist. If this is true, what can we do? Well, first, make absolutely sure of your own salvation. If you're not 100% sure, you have put your complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ of the Bible for your salvation, please do this immediately. He died to pay for your sins and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Will you now place your complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone 100% for your salvation? Then there's a little check here that says yes or no. And second, Christians, the full revelation and power of the Antichrist won't come until after the after the rapture, but it may be nearer than we realize. If you ever intend to let God use you to help others know Jesus Christ, you need to act now. Become informed on the New Age movement and warn other people. Many are innocently involved and may come out if informed. Please remember, New Agers are not our enemies. They are victims of the enemy.
Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good.
Welcome to the one-on-one connection. In a moment, you will hear personal ads left by men who are seeking one-on-one hot conversation. Real names and real phone numbers. Leave your own personal ad. Call 1-212-754. That's 1-212-754.
In a book.
Now, have a paper and pencil handy. Here they come.
Hello, my name is Joe. My phone number is 718-397.
Hey guys, now you can meet men, new men, every time you call. Men anxious to meet you. Live, one-to-one, hot action. Dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820.
Also, get off on the hot and steamy fantasy line. This service will make your dreams come true. Dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. It's only $1 per minute, $50 minimum.
Hello, this is Alan. Area code 503-297-5945 pounds.
It's here, the hottest personalized service in the nation. You can meet all types of men, jocks, military, young boys, tops and bottoms. When you dial 1-900-820, that's 1-900-820. Also, call the Hot Gay Fantasy Line. These men will ignite you with their desires and innermost fantasies. Dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. It's only $1 per minute, $50 minimum.
Looking for a good time in the great state of California? Call me, 408-883. I will give you a great time.
Now you can meet men, hot men seeking other hot men, all day and all night. You can meet new men. Dial 1-900-820-40. That's 1-900-820. Also call the 1-to-1 fantasy line. Listen in on two guys or more. Hot, sizzling action the way you want it. Hard, hot, and heavy. Do you want it? Dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. It's only $1 per minute, $50 minimum.
My name is Michael. I'm 19 years old, 5'9", weigh 150 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. My phone number is 404-733. Don't call after 11, guys, but I'm looking for someone 19 to 25. If there's anybody interested, give me a call.
Hey, guys, now you can meet men, new men, every time you call. Men anxious to meet you. Live, one-to-one, hot action. Dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. Also, get off on the hot and steamy fantasy line. This service will make your dreams come true. Dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. It's only $1 per minute, $50 minimum.
This is Chris. I'm at area code 803-984. A young white male, 5'8" tall, 106 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, good shape.
Hey guys, welcome to the Male Fantasy Line, where real men tell it all, and you can get exactly what you are looking for. And here's some real hot news. You can leave your own fantasy, just call 1-212-754. That's 1-212-754. Now, get ready to hear the totally uncensored fantasies left by men only.
Hey, my name is Frankie, and I work in insurance in New York City. I'm from Brooklyn, and lots of times when I work late, I just stay over in my office rather than go all the way to Brooklyn. And so I leave the door open because, you know, I take care of personal stuff. I have my own shower, my own bathroom, and my own toiletries, you know, and one night I'm taking care of the business, and I hear this night watchman coming through the halls, and I realize he's gonna see me. So what I do is I get in the shower and I pull the curtains, but I can know that he's gonna see like my shadow. And I go ahead, I take my shower, and I kind of hear his footsteps stop, and he must stand there a while, I guess trying to figure out what I'm doing. It worked so late, and then he left.
can meet men, men seeking other men. All day and all night, you can meet new men when you dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. Also call the 1-to-1 fantasy line. Listen in on two guys or more. Want it? Call it. 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. It's only $2 per minute, $50 minimum.
My friends, they all call me Twinkle Toes, although my real name is Greg and I'm a dancer. Jazz ballet, mostly, and I just turned 19. I'm real small for a dancer, but I've been told I'm really good, not just in dancing, but also I'm real good when the other dancers want to lift me up and throw me around in the dances. And when I feel those arms, you know, picking me up and throwing me in the air, I feel a lot like Peter Pan. I know that there are other people that can relate to that, the feeling of these big, strong dancers just lifting me up and helping me to soar through the air from one pair of arms to another is just incredible. And I don't know that this is what my mom had in mind when she first started me in dancing, but I have to tell you that I really love to dance.
Hey guys, now you can meet men, new men, every time you call. Men that are anxious to meet you. Live 1-to-1 action. Dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. Also, get on the fantasy line. This service will make your dreams come true. Dial 1-900-820. That's 1-900-820. It's only $2 per minute, $50 minimum.
Ever since I've come from Texas to make it big on TV in Hollywood, I've always wanted to kind of tell people how I was with the cast, and people really were crazy about me. I mean, my big old frame, I'm a big boy, I'm like 6'3", and I got like great big old muscles, and I wear, you know, extra large and everything. And they nicknamed me Hoss, those casting directors, and they would just send my pictures from one to the other, and I just traipsed.
All right, we get the idea here. My God, can you believe people would pay $50 to hear that? Well, I guess anything is possible. That was delivered to us by an anonymous listener. I can imagine why they'd want to remain anonymous if they actually called something like that. Fortunately, here at the radio station, if we try calling something like that, listen to what happens. We'll call a 900 number. Pick a number at random. You get that little tone. I guess people realize that such services can be abused. But now at least you know what they sound like. You know, these are the things that they talk about on TV. They have all these advertisements and the Village Voice and all over the place. You know, every newspaper has one. But you never call it because it costs so much money. Well, that's what it sounds like. Just more advertisements for more numbers. I can't imagine why anybody would feel good about calling something like that. It's said that if you tack on the word in bed to a fortune on a fortune cookie, it's supposed to be hilariously funny, so we're going to try that. We're also going to take phone calls, 632-6901. We have three open lines. So give us a call. Okay, first fortune here. By the way, the fortunes don't come true unless you eat the fortune cookie. That's one of the rules. Okay, now remember, we're adding the phrase in bed to the fortune, and you're supposed to do this and have a really hilarious time. You will be fortunate in everything you put your hands to in bed. I guess that is pretty funny. Yeah, that's a pretty funny one there. Okay, I'll put that one aside. Now, open up another one. cat phone. What a mess. It's a rule against eating fortune cookies in the studio, but we're waiving that rule tonight because this is a special occasion. Okay. The current year will bring you much happiness in bed. That's good, too. I guess this really does work. This must be a fun way to spend an evening. Going through fortune cookies and... hang on, I gotta get something to drink. Okay. One more, and I'm gonna go back to telephone. 632-6901. All right. Final fortune for the moment. You are next in line for promotion in your firm in bed. Now, that doesn't work. I'm sorry. That's not funny. You are next in line for promotion in your firm in bed. Although I suppose there's all kinds of double entendres in there somewhere, but I don't know. That just doesn't really have an effect. We heard, is the Antichrist about to be revealed from the Bible Believers Evangelistic Association? That's... located at Route 3, Box 92, Sherman, Texas, 75090. We heard negative land Christianity is stupid. And by the way, if in case you're wondering who it is that keeps saying Christianity is stupid, communism is good, give up, and all that kind of thing, that was taken from a preacher. Don Joyce of Negative Land recorded that from something. He records everything. I don't know where he got that from, but preacher was giving some sort of a sermon and saying that that's what it's like in the Soviet Union. Loudspeakers wake you up every morning and say Christianity is stupid, communism is good, and all kinds of things like that. So, that's what we've been hearing. We also heard from Patsy Cline, live version of the song Crazy. Here on WUSB in Stony Brook, the program is Brain Damage. We're on until 2 in the morning. Hopefully, last time we were on until much later than that, because the 2 o'clock DJ didn't show up, but I think he's going to show up now after what we did to him last week. 632-6901, good evening.
Greetings.
Oh, boy. What? It's like clockwork. At 1:30 in the morning, you come out like some sort of an insect.
Greetings, calling from the car phone / payphone. It's Mr. Radio, Stephen Springfield. Boys and girls, get out the cassette recorders. Get out the violins. It's Mr. Radio.
Mr. Radio, I'm going to do you a favor now. I'm going to read you your fortune, okay?
Eric,
I'm not going to eat this one because I don't want it to happen to me.
Oh, man. So, all right. Do your thing. I have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Okay, I have to add the word in bed at the end of it.
No, it's funny. It's
okay, here we go.
Eric has lots of hair.
No, it's not funny. Here we go. Oh, this is funny. Life is a tragedy for those who feel and a comedy for those who think in bed.
Okay.
I guess that wouldn't apply to you either way, but go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Many things to eat here on the picnic table. First of all, I am very upset. I was just driving through Medford. I
get upset when I drive through Medford, too, but I don't know why.
Okay. I'm driving down,
Route 112.
Up 112.
Yeah.
I'm going up to
112 is way too wide down there. That's all I have to say.
Let me just...
the shoulders are bigger than the road.
Okay. That's true.
It is true.
Okay, let me just, just go and eat your fortune cookie. Let me do my material.
All right. Do your material. Do your shtick.
All right. Remember the pink fox? It was located...
No, I never went to a place like that. I'm sorry.
Finish. God.
That's the place where you almost run over people on Friday nights, right?
No. Okay, this was a place that was just due south of the expressway on 112 in Medford. Okay? And this was one of these social clubs, if you will. Totally naked girls. I mean, you have to bring your own booze. And then you give it to the bartender. She puts it in a drawer. Then when you order your drink, you have to pay $4 for your own beer, or if you want a cola, a beverage, it's $3. But it was a great little club because it had if you struck out doing the disco dancing thing, you go there and you can see some totally naked babes. I just drove by.
Am I to understand that you had to bring your own beer and then you had to buy it back?
Yes. It was, but it was worth it because...
What if you didn't bring any beer?
Because the other... then you have to have a cola. You have to pay for... they had the cola. Because they didn't have a liquor license, so they could show totally naked. Ooh, ratings.
Wait a minute. You mean you don't have to have a liquor license to sell back somebody's beer?
No, I don't think so.
That's an interesting idea for you entrepreneurs out there, but...
Yeah, but this... because the other exotic dancing clubs, it's only topless. Who cares about that? I want to see the whole picture.
Well, yeah, we've evolved way beyond that stage now.
So I think we should bring back one of the pink frocks. I think next Saturday night we should have a rally, if you will, where the pink frocks...
I think you're out of money.
Oh, hold on. Let me put a little more money here. I've been waiting.
Wait, can't we hear the threat from the operator? I prefer hearing that.
Oh, but I think, you know, Eric, we should bring back the Pink Fox from in Medford. It was a fine establishment. Hold on. Let me just put a few more coins, tokens.
Wait.
All right. You want to hear the operator?
How much did you put in to start with?
40 cents. I'm calling from Rocky Point at some Burger King.
Okay.
I love the car. I love the phones where you, the pay phones where you can drive up. You don't have to get any car. They should have more of these. I like this.
Wait a minute.
I sound too much like Howard Stern. That's the problem, people.
You're beyond Rocky. You have to be beyond Rocky Point.
No, I'm in Rocky Miller Place, Rocky Point, somewhere in that.
No way.
I'm telling you, it's 40 cents.
What's the first three digits of your phone number?
Eric, it's dark here. Hold on. I can't see. I don't have a flashlight, man. It's freezing.
Well,
gosh.
I don't think it would cost 40 cents to call here.
You go to Miller Place, you go to Rocky Point, and you call your station, it's 40 freaking cents to call.
Well, you must be on the outskirts of Rocky Point, then.
Sir.
Because
sir.
If you're in Miller Place, that's equivalent to Port Jefferson, and that's the same zone as us, so it would only cost a quarter.
Eric, okay, I have other things to talk about.
All right, well, the good news is, though, if you put 40 cents in, you can indeed drop a quarter in, and it will credit you as a quarter. But if you were calling from down the road, it would only take it as a nickel.
Okay.
I'm trying to save you money.
You work for the phone company, don't you?
No, the phone company works for
you're
me.
You're very hairy. I figure you're very hairy. Many things to bear here. Okay, another thing. Now, this is Long Island. We are the 12th largest radio market. And do you believe it or not, on this island of Long, there is not one pure top 40 radio station.
Well, there's a lot of cheap imitations.
No, because WBLI is now Hot AC. They're playing every other... It seems like 10% of their music they're playing are Billy Joel records. Who wants to hear that over and over?
Wants to hear anything over and over again?
Well,
that's
let me just
the
finish.
Theme of radio.
I care about my Puerto Rican families, my listeners out there, the black population, the white population who like to hear good top 40 music. I mean, that's mind-boggling that we have to listen to all this crap on the radio. I like your show, but I don't listen. I want to hear the dance, the disco classic. This is Paco, baby. I want to hear that kind of stuff.
Can I just step in here for a minute? I mean, sure. Lister does not do a disco show. He does a reggae show. That's why you don't hear real disco.
Same thing. Different island.
Same thing. Different island. Oh, boy. You have dug yourself in deeper than you've ever been before.
Many things do better. But I'm just saying, we don't... If I was a black...
I had four of the calls. I've lost them all now.
Hold on, sir.
I've lost every single call.
Thank you,
Mr. People, call back, 632-6701. I get a bingo, I'll go right to the phones, okay?
What are you really doing this to me? I mean, you play this deadhead.
Okay, two
dead
calls
head.
In. Two
you,
calls are in, two more to go. Come on, let's
play
this
different deadhead people. Who's talking about acid for 20 minutes. Who cares? Who cares?
Two more
I
calls,
mean,
Mr. Radio goes, that's it.
Mr. Radio rules. I just want to finish my point here.
Mr. Radio, you have all the time in the world. You can speak until 2 in the morning. If I don't get two more calls, you're on
the
radio
call
permanently.
Don't call people. Let me do my shenanigans.
If two more people call, Mr. Radio will get knocked right off.
People love me.
That's democracy.
People love my radio. Okay, let me just finish, people. Okay? We don't have a black radio station or a top 40 station here. If I was a black person, I want to hear the black music or something. And I'm a white
632-6901. One more call.
There's no Long Island station that plays, Luther Vandross.
Mr. Radio, I'm sorry, your history, but thanks,
sir.
Thanks for calling and thanks for sharing that with
the
us.
The loser, your hair.
Okay, that's nice of you to say. Good evening.
Hello.
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Port Jeff Station.
Port Jeff Station. I know Port Jeff Station.
Not Port Jefferson.
Well, actually, there's a place called Port Jefferson Station / or is it Dash Terryville?
It's Dash Terryville. That's where I'm from, but I never mentioned the Terryville part.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that.
You can sit on the envelope.
Uh-huh. So what's going on in that particular part? You know, you're dangerously close to Medford, where the pink whatever was.
Yeah, that zoo.
Yeah. The Medford Zoo, too. Yes, of course, we've heard about that.
Yeah, yeah. And right near the Coram nuclear power plant. So.
All that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Very little.
Well, it being 1:34 in the morning on a Saturday night, I guess that does make sense.
Yeah. Hey, your clock is accurate tonight.
Well, you're listening to our feature on the Antichrist about to be revealed.
Well, no, I listened to all your other features, though.
Well, it was revealed that New Age music is actually not necessarily the enemy itself, but they are victims of the enemy, the New Agers. So you have to watch out now. You have to watch out for all this New Age culture because it's actually the work of Satan.
I thought it was rock and roll.
Well, that too. You see, Satan works on many fronts, and don't forget the Soviets. But you have to keep your eyes out for these things, you know? And you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Hmm.
Otherwise, you're in a lot of trouble. According to the Bible Believers Evangelistic Association of Sherman, Texas.
Isn't he one of the DJs?
What, Jesus Christ?
No, the evangelical person.
Oh, no, we have Joe Evangelista, but that's he's not an evangelist as far as I know. But you know what he does in his own private time, that's his own private time.
I think he listens to New Age music, that's it.
Well, that's a pretty heavy accusation. I don't know if I want to say anything about that.
Makes sense.
Were you a victim of the AT&T crash this week?
Well, in fact, I wasn't.
Well, that's good. Was that because you were well prepared or just because you didn't know what was going on?
Oh, we use MCI here.
Well, that's...
How to say that on the radio.
You can say that on the radio. In fact, I saw a very interesting advertising for MCI in the paper this week.
Oh, so did I. It was this
New York
giant
Times?
Ad that said, don't use AT&T because we won't break or something
well,
like that.
Well, no, it was in the New York Times. It was a full-page ad and just had five numbers on it. And the five numbers were 10222, which is the carrier access code for MCI. And what a lot of people don't realize is if AT&T is down, anybody can use another phone company just by putting five digits in front of the number you're calling. And AT&T has five digits. They're 10288. MCI is 10222. Sprint is 10333. ITT is 10488. And there's lots of others. But people don't know this. Nobody tells them.
Well, what if I was just calling across town?
Well, if you're just calling across town, AT&T won't enter into it in the first place. But I'll say one thing. If New York Telephone ever goes down, and they could too...
They go down.
Well, yes, they do, because their equivalents have gone down throughout the country over the past couple of months. They have this thing called System 7, which is a new switching protocol, and there's a bug in it. There's a bug in it that makes it crash every now and then, and nobody knows why. So you pick up the phone, you can't call anything. You can't call anything local, and since there's no competition on the local level, nobody can do anything about it.
You know, I'm afraid one day...
Yeah?
One day, you won't be able to use the phone.
It sounds ominous, but what do you mean?
Well, so many people use it for so many different things. I bet you're even wearing a beeper right now.
Yes, in fact, I am. In fact, it just went off. I don't know why.
And people beep each other. People get on computers. People have answering machines in multiple lines. And they run out of phone numbers, and they run out of everything.
What is your point?
One day, there won't be enough room. One day,
well,
you'll have to pay a lot to buy a hot telephone number or something.
Now, that's not true at all. You know why? Because they have more and more area codes. New York City is going to have 917 in a couple of years.
There's only two or three area codes left.
Yeah, and San Francisco or parts of California have 510 now, which is a new kind of a format. But after, I think, 1994... You won't have to have a 1 or a 0 in the middle of an area code. You'll be able to use any three digits as an area code. So 632 could be an area code. You could have the 632 area code and then however many numbers within that area code as well. So
it'll give us 90 more areas.
It'll give you a lot more than that.
No.
It'll give you a lot more than that. Right now, an area code can only exist if it has a 1 or a 0 as the middle digit. Now you'll be able to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 in addition.
So 8 times as many.
Something like that. A lot more. Virtually unlimited. And if they run out again, they can always add another digit. And then you have even more.
Well, why don't they just do that?
But if they run out again, I don't know what kind of stage we'll be in at that point.
Give you a city code.
City code? You know, you said the magic number. You said the magic number, city code. That means That means international dialing. And right now I feel like making an international phone call.
Where are we going to call?
Well, I was thinking of something in Asia. Because I've never been to Asia. And I know it's daytime there, so I won't be disturbing anybody. I was thinking the little tiny peaceful nation of Bhutan. What do you think of that?
Bhutan?
Yeah.
Where's Bhutan?
Well, you got to look it up on the map, but it's sort of near Nepal.
Climbing things?
It's near Nepal where they charge you $10,000 to climb Mount Everest.
I think they let you go by yourself for free.
No, they charge you $10,000 according to this.
How much is it to call Mount Everest?
Well, it's well, I don't know about that, but we're going to call information, and that's
well, Mount Everest, I think you should try to do that.
Well, you think Mount Everest is listed in the phone book?
Hey, why not? If they charge you $10,000, they at least can afford a telephone.
Yeah, I suppose so. I wonder where that money does go.
They probably have cable TV at the top.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second. Well, sir, we're going to call that number now. Maybe we'll hear back from you later.
What number? Bhutan? Or Mount Everest?
Bhutan. Don't confuse me here. I'm trying to remember what country we're supposed to be calling. But Bhutan is the country we're going to call, or try to call.
So where is Bhutan exactly?
They don't have any phones there either, I understand. Somebody just told me that. But we're going to try it anyway.
Do they have a country code?
They do, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, I think we'll find out soon enough. I can turn up my radio and find out.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling.
I want to thank you for answering.
No problem. That's my job. 632-6901. That's our telephone number. And by calling that number, you can connect yourself to millions of hot men just like you, I guess. I don't know. Whatever it is, we're here to provide not a 900 dial-up service number for people looking for action, but a communications forum for people who want to say something and have people listen. Because people do listen. And if you don't believe me, say something stupid, like some of our listeners do, and see what kind of hell you catch for it. It's true. People listen. People do care. 632-6901 is our telephone number. But first, it's time to play another exciting and, yes, controversial game of Confuse the Operator. And as mentioned, we will be going out to a remote country in a remote part of the world. First, to do that, we must get a remote long-distance company.
Hello?
Yes, can I have AT&T, please?
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
This is AT&T.
Yes, are you open right now?
Yeah, who are you speaking to? Because you're about the AT&T operator.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure you were open. Yes, I need to make an overseas call to information, directory assistance in the country of Bhutan.
Hold on, please.
Thank you. They say I heard a rumor that AT&T wasn't open 24 hours anymore. It's just a rumor. I mean, I didn't want to embarrass her by asking her something she couldn't possibly do. Most people can't spell Bhutan, so I'll be most amazed if she's actually able to spell it without any help. Nobody in the studio can spell it. Sound of a busy AT&T control room at work. The sound of a keyboard being tapped. The sound of a backspace key, apparently. Oh, wow. That sounds like a ring. Sounds like an underwater ring. I love that ring. Thank you. We've got something.
Hola.
This is the United States. We need information only, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, sir.
Hi, is this Bhutan?
Yes, sir.
Oh, jolly good. We need the number for the Exxon Oil Corporation in Bhutan, please. It's rumored that...
Yes, sir?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
They certainly shot over there.
Did you
help you?
We need the number for the Exxon Oil Corporation, please.
Exxon?
Yes.
It's which department?
Just the main number. Bhutan is a little tiny country. I'm trying to find a single country that doesn't have Exxon Oil in it.
Hello?
Yes.
Which department, ma'am?
We need the main number, please.
For which department?
This would be public affairs.
Huh?
First thing I thought of.
Hello?
Public relations.
You're calling Bhutan or somewhere?
Did you hear what we said? We said we need Exxon Oil. We need the main number, please.
Yeah, ma'am, but there's no such name. You're calling Bhutan over somewhere.
There's no Exxon Corporation?
No.
There's no Exxon Oil number there?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks anyway. Thank you.
I don't think so. Okay, thank you.
They certainly talk loud over there, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks anyway. I guess they just don't have an office there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I want to go there now. People talk that loudly all the time. Bhutan, yes. The country of Bhutan where either people are hard of hearing or there's a lot of commotion going on all the time. And that brings us to the end of another exciting adventure of Confuse the Operator, but I'm more confused than anybody right now. I guess we found a country that doesn't have Exxon Oil. Well, that was easy. But I bet if we call most countries, we'll get a number quite easily. Our telephone number, and we're only in one country, is 632-6901, area code 516. Country code 1. Was something else, folks. And I've never talked to anybody on the phone quite like that before. What resonance, what range of vocal cords they have there. Whew. Anyway, 632-6901 is our phone number as I open the last fortune cookie of the night. Well, we're putting the word in bed at the end of the fortune. And that is supposed to be funny if you do that. It's supposed to be it's supposed to be funnier than if you don't put in bed at the end. Let's try it here. Get your mind set. Confidence will lead you on in bed. Oh, boy, this is so much fun. The next party I go to, I'm just going to be so popular. I won't tell anybody how I'm making these fortunes so funny, but you have the secret, so you can do it yourself. 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah, got a suggestion for you.
Go ahead.
You can call a California tape world, you know, like they have Record World, Tape World, things like that, and ask them for, you know, a Scotch tape or magnetic double back tape. You know, ask for duct tape.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of that?
They might get very annoyed, but that that's what we're here for. Come to think of it, Scotch does make recording tapes, so if you ask for Scotch tape, they'll probably think that that's what you mean.
Yeah, well, so,
but
yeah. Maybe
the duct tape is a good idea.
Duct tape. Or maybe ask for something wild like, you know, you need dual-sided stick tape, but it has to be magnetic and, you know, just annoy them.
Or you ask them if you can ask a question about tape, and they say, sure, go ahead. And then you ask this long, involved question about stickiness.
That would be good. You're right. Yeah, do that.
Yeah, okay. Let's, yeah, you're giving us some ideas here, sir. Where are you calling from?
This is Neskonsit guy.
The Neskonsit guy. Okay, well, assuming there's not more than one Neskonsit guy, then
I called you last week.
We thank you. Okay, well, thanks for listening and thanks for thinking.
Question.
You have a question?
Yes, it's a pretty big one.
Okay, what's the question?
I thought I had all the Negative Land albums, but you must have one I don't because it's a great tune and I never heard it. So.
Oh, you're missing the best one then. This is, wait a minute, that's not it. It's called Escape from Noise.
Escape from Noise.
Escape from Noise. It's got such classics as Time Zones. Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
No.
You don't?
No.
11.
Really?
11, yes. But that's only one of many facts that you'll learn from listening to this record. It came out back in 1987.
Wow.
And it's a terrific record. It really is. I wholeheartedly recommend it. If you can't find it in your local record store, which you probably won't be able to, check out SST. They're Lawndale, California, I believe. So give them a call and order it that way. But it's every house should have this record, I say.
Tower might have it.
Tower might have it, yeah. If you can ask for it, I'm sure they can order it.
Cool.
Okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
632-6901 is our telephone. Oh. Sorry, a dramatic theme has crept up on me. And this is a theme I haven't heard in months. This is the theme for one of the more exciting parts of the show, where we ask dramatic questions and find out dramatic half-truths. Specifically and emphatically, a question that affects many people here at the State University of New York at Stony Brook from day to day. The question being, what's for lunch?
Good morning. Today, Friday, September 20th, at all cafeterias for lunch. New England clam chowder, boiled fish chamandine cheese ravioli. Dinner is beef fajitas, roast turkey, and fettuccine alfredo. Ross Cafeteria, thank God it's open.
Yes,
have a nice
praise
day.
The Lord.
Thanks again for calling the FSA hotline.
All right. Thank God it's open. Yes, lunchtime is back here at Stony Brook. And people are happy. And there is much rejoicing. 632-6901 is our telephone number. We have 8 minutes left. All right. It's rather stressful music there. I don't mean to cut it off, but, enough is enough. 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah, Eric, listen, when you were talking to that woman, the operator, right, from the Bhutan, what's the Bhutan?
Bhutan. It's spelled, by the way, Bhutan is how you spell
it. Eric, by the way, let me just say this, first of all.
Was she loud or what?
Yes, no, that was funny. Now, when you were saying how you bet she can't talk because she's so stupid. Now, Eric, that was an example.
When did I say anybody was stupid? Did I use the word stupid ever?
What did you say? You said about she probably can't spell it because you'd really be really surprised if she could spell it, right?
Yeah.
Now,
did I call her stupid? I said not many. I did a poll in the informal poll in the station, and nobody could spell it here, so I said it's not likely the operator is going to be able to spell it,
Eric,
because operators are just like us. God bless them.
Oh, Eric, okay. Right.
I'm sorry. I just got carried away. Go ahead.
All I want to say was that when she was saying what department, right, that means it seemed that she accepted the fact that there was an Exxon.
Yes, it did seem that way.
I know. Right. That's the way it seemed. So when you said public relations, and then the other operator started saying main number. That's when you should have said to the other operator, I don't want the main number, I want public relations.
Yes, but you see, I already asked for the main number, so she was just relaying what I had already asked, and I decided I should ask for something else.
I know.
And then I said public relations, and it just got all crazy at that point.
All right, I'm trying to take it from that point on. At that point, when you said public relations, she misrelayed your request, and now she again reiterated main number. At that point, maybe, I think you should have said to her, no operator, now I ask for public relations. Okay, now at that point, it became totally confusing when the other operator started saying, she said no, and then they said, do you have do you have a main number? What was that? She kept saying no to something. What were you asking at that point? Then you said,
We asked her if there was an Exxon Oil Corporation.
Right.
And she
then
said,
you started saying, do you not have an Exxon? And she goes, no. Well, you see, she must have not been hearing it because initially she had responded by saying which department, which proves beyond a reasonable doubt that there was an Exxon.
So at that point, instead of
letting it go, I know it's tough in the moment to stay with these things, right? At that point, you had to stay with it and say, no, wait a second. We've established that there is an Exxon because you were asking what department. Now, please, can I either have the main number or public relations or, you know, for something, but it short-circuited unnecessarily. You know, but I'm just saying, you might want to try it again because I think we definitely established there was an Exxon. Otherwise, she wouldn't have said what department.
Well, yeah, you know, I was sort of thinking the same thing, but...
I know that we simply let the whole thing go when he said, is there not something, and she goes, no. You know, it's one of those double negative questions. I don't think she was able to hear. I think it was a problem in the transmission.
Or the translation.
Or the transmission of the sound. Or translation maybe of language. Well, which language do they speak there?
I don't know. I guess Bhutanese or something.
Bhutanese. All right, but... So then we should have said to her, do you understand English? You know, I mean, are you fluent in English? You know, we let the whole thing go without, you know, if I was on your end, I would have just, you know, I wouldn't let it go because once we establish logically, when she's asking for which department, that's a logical understanding, establishment of existence of Exxon. She couldn't have said that phrase unless a priori, whatever that expression is, you know.
Are you suggesting, sir, that we do this again?
Well, why not? Why not? I'm definitely suggesting we do it again. I see no harm, and we can only have. Are we having fun?
Our executive producer it's been decided we're going to do it again. Oh, we're going back to the phones. Okay, that theme means only one of two things, and because of the input of a listener. Very much like yourself, or not like yourself. We're going to do the whole damn mess over again and get it right. Yes, hello, operator. We need AT&T, please.
One moment for an operator who can assist you.
Confuse the operator, the sequel.
AT&T operator, how may I help you?
Hi, operator. We need overseas information, please, in Bhutan. That's spelled Bhutan.
Bhutan?
Right. Let's hope we didn't get the same operator. Yes, we're trying to get the Exxon Oil Corporation.
Exxon Oil Corporation?
Right, and we'll be looking for the, this will be the Public Relations Department.
And it's Bhutan. Where's Bhutan located?
Bhutan's a small country. I believe it's right next to Nepal and over by the Himalayas in Asia.
Asia?
Yeah.
Himalayas.
Asia?
Please hold, okay?
Try getting out there sometime. Yes. I intend to go there. If they cut down the volume a little bit.
Sir, are you still there?
Yes, I'm right here.
You said near Naples?
Nepal is the country where Mount Everest is. They charge you $10,000 to climb the damn thing. Yeah, that's where... 632-6901. Oh, we don't have much time, do we? Let's hope we get this number real quick.
Please
the big guy is here.
Please hold while I transfer you to someone that can help you, okay?
Okay, thank you. She has to transfer me. The other one didn't have to transfer me. She was able to connect me to that room. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, she's being attacked by somebody.
Hi, can I help you? This is AT&T Supervisor.
Yes, hi. I'm trying to get overseas information in Bhutan. Country of Bhutan, Bhutan.
And what's the country code? The city? Do you know the country code, sir?
No, I don't. I just need information there. I don't know what the country code is.
Hold on a moment, please.
Thank you. I think there's something wrong with her phone. Like it's wrapped around her neck or something. It's making all this noise.
Bhutan?
Yes, that's right.
One moment.
Thank you. This program is Brain Damage was brought to you by... we don't have sponsors. It was brought to you by listeners like yourself. That's who it was brought to you by. And thanks to Scott for all the help. I'll be back again next week. doing something similar or something completely different. Ah, there's the ring again, the underwater ring.
Hello?
Hello, is this Bhutan?
Hello. Yes.
Oh, no. We need a telephone number for the Exxon Oil Corporation.
Exxon?
E-X-X-O-N.
E-X-O-O?
Oh, boy. No, E-X-X-O-N.
Uh-huh.
We got the makings of a song here. It's Exxon Oil. E-X-X-O-N.
Uh-huh.
What is this, the refrain? Yeah, that's it.
Is it which department?
Public relations.
Public relation?
Yes.
Public relation of which department?
Exxon Oil Corporation.
Excel?
Exxon, E-X-X-O-N.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You got the right one, baby. Yes, that's right.
Sorry, I can't understand.
Exxon Oil, gasoline. Exxon Valdez?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, his number is 23018.
Ooh, 23018. And that is Exxon Oil?
Yeah, there's a gas number.
There's a gas number. Okay. All right, well, looks like we're getting somewhere then. I want to thank you very much.
Okay.
Aha. Okay, well, same to you. And I want to thank everybody for their patience and understanding and sticking with us as we track down that bit of information. Thanks to the listener who called in and suggested we try it again. Just goes to show, perseverance usually doesn't work, but sometimes it does. That's the program for tonight, folks. The big guy is up next, and he's going to be playing you all kinds of interesting bits of music into the early hours of the morning. I'll be back again next week for another exciting adventure on Brain Damage. Till then, thanks to all those who called, thanks to those who didn't, and have a cheery week. Good night.
change my name in search of fame to find the mind's touch. Oh, I wish I'd never wanted then what I want now, twice as much. We crossed the mighty oceans and we had a few divides, but we never crossed emotion, so we fed.